The Holy Gospel according to John, the 7th chapter. On the last day of the festival of booths, the great day, while Jesus was standing in the temple, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Gospel of the Lord. During my sabbatical last year, I had the opportunity to do a bit of traveling. I went on a few day trips to places such as the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville. I spent a long weekend in New York visiting both an old college friend and the World Trade Center Memorial and Museum. The highlight of my sabbatical travel, though, was my trip to the Provence region of France. A former member of First Lutheran, Joan Inners, had invited me to visit her at her home in the little town of Goult. Hard to say no to that. Aside from a brief excursion to Niagara Falls about a decade ago, I hadn't traveled outside the United States for almost 20 years. After so long, I was excited, but also rather nervous about getting on a plane to fly across the ocean to a place I had never been. Oh, and there was that other little worry. I don't speak French. Upon my arrival, I learned that all-important word, bonjour, greetings, especially when entering someone's business or shop, are quite important to the French, at least in Provence. And so I started bonjouring everyone I encountered as I wandered around town. Only one problem. People would speak French back at me. Many French words would start coming out of their mouths at a rapid pace. I needed a better response to this dynamic than freezing like a deer in headlights, so I asked Joan to teach me to say, "I don't speak French." She gave it a shot, but a natural learner of languages, I am not. She finally shook her head and sighed. "Well, Lisa, I guess you can always just throw your hands up in the air and say, 'Désolé.'" Désolé, sorry. Scientists are not sure exactly when our ancestors evolved from communicating via grunts and gestures to using anything we would recognize as a language, nor can they say how many languages have come and gone over the millennia. Thousands of languages and dialects are spoken around the globe these days, but many are spoken by only a small number of people and are predicted to go extinct in the next 100 years. Humans have a deep desire and need to communicate with one another. Language enables us to pass on knowledge and information, how a tree branch can be sharpened into a spear for hunting, how to turn grain from the field into bread or beer, how to build a cart, a car, a ship, a rocket. Our words start wars and end wars. They comfort, bless, enrage, forgive, explain, promise, deceive, remember, defame, persuade, announce. Language has power. You know as well as I. The old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me, is simply not true. Today is Pentecost. As I mentioned during my announcements, we often refer to this day in the church year as the birthday of the church, based on the story we heard from the second chapter of the book of Acts. Now, just to get us all on the same page, remember, by this point in time, Jesus has gathered his disciples, carried out his earthly work of teaching, preaching, and healing, suffered and died and arose from the dead, and just a little while ago, ascended to heaven, back to his Father. Before he departed from them, up, up, and away, and if you were here last week, you know that reference, Jesus gave his disciples some instructions. Stay in Jerusalem, await the Holy Spirit, and then witness. Witness to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We aren't told whether Jesus' followers felt bereft or anxious about being on their own now, their Lord and Master no longer physically with them. They did do what Jesus asked, returning to Jerusalem. They also, according to the writer of Acts, constantly devoted themselves to prayer. I guess. There was some business to attend to during this time of waiting, replacing Judas, the betrayer. Candidates were identified, lots were cast, and a man named Matthias joined the ranks of the disciples. Then it happened. The promised arrival of the Holy Spirit, perhaps we might even call it an invasion, wind and fire from heaven filling the house where the apostles were gathered, whirling around them, dancing among them. Notice, the first thing, the very first thing that Holy Spirit does is enable the apostles to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to speak it in words, to communicate about God's deeds of power in language that would be understood. Understood by Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. All these people who spoke so many different languages. On that day of Pentecost, so very long ago, the Holy Spirit gave Jesus' apostles something to say and the ability to say it in a way that connected. And that's a good thing to celebrate, to remember, to name the birthday of the church. But it's also very important for us to recognize the day of Pentecost is not about the past, about looking back at what was. For the divine wind and fire is still whirling and dancing around and among us. The Holy Spirit is still at work among God's people, giving us something to say and the ability to say it. into the chaos of a world where wars rage, children go hungry, people suffer because of what color they are, whom they love, or where they were born, into the hurt and pain and brokenness, we don't just have désolés to offer. Platitudes like, sorry, it's awful, I know, said with a shrug of our shoulders. We, the baptized, washed in the waters, beloved of God, have words of life to share, words of love to share, words of hope to share. We are part of the story of a God who heals, blesses, forgives, and saves. The story of a God who will do anything, even die on a cross, for us and for the world. So, happy Pentecost, my brothers and sisters. On this day and every day, be open to the wind and fire of the Holy Spirit. It's still here, still moving, still at work. A gift to us. A gift meant to be used. Amen.